Here is the news first, the headlines. Official says MOU signing paves way for Indonesia's 2025 Hajj preparation. Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono says cooperation with Japan supports resilience infrastructure. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno says free nutritious meals improve the quality and traditions of food. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where head of Indonesian Hajj Organizing Agency Muhammad Irfan stated that the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the Government of Indonesia and Saudi Arabia signifies the commencement of Indonesia's 2025 Hajj preparation. As reported by Antara State News Agency, in a statement on Monday, Irfan expressed appreciation for the commitment and positive response of the Saudi Arabian Ministry of Hajj and Umrah Minor Hajj regarding various proposals put forward by the Indonesian government. Earlier on Sunday, Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar and Saudi Arabian Minister of Hajj and Umrah Taufik bin Fauzan Al Rabiah in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, inked an MOU on the 2025 Hajj, whose management in Indonesia will be managed entirely by the agency. Indonesia will dispatch 221,000 Hajj pilgrims this year. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono appreciates Japan's support for infrastructure development in Indonesia. Official statement from the Coordinating Ministry for Infrastructure on Monday said, Minister Agus emphasized the importance of cooperation to improve connectivity, reduce logistic costs, and face the challenges of climate change. Japan is also expected to share experiences in building resilience and environmentally friendly infrastructure. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno said on Monday the Free Nutritious Meal Program MPG can improve the quality and healthy eating traditions of Indonesian children, especially for the lower middle class. Pratikno said the program has been launched in 26 provinces with 190 service kitchen points. The Free Nutritious Meal Program target will increase to 937 points by the end of January 2025. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery KKP has successfully developed a downstream model for micro and small enterprises, UMK, by involving coastal communities for crab commodities. Directorate General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fisheries Products, Budi Sulistyo, said on Monday it has a production capacity of up to 50 kilograms of whole crabs per day. Budi explained the mini plant processes crab raw materials before being sold to fish processing units or UPI and exported to the United States. Chairman of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency at the Indonesian House of Representatives Mardani Alisera called on the parliaments of the ASEAN Parliamentary Assembly APA to fight for restoring UNRWA's role in protecting Palestinians' refugees through parliamentary diplomacy. Mardani, in his statement, said on Sunday that he asked APA countries to reject unilateral efforts that reduce UNRWA's financial and operational capabilities as mandated in UN Resolutions 302 of 1949. Mardani emphasized four fundamental issues in the Palestinian struggles: territorial boundaries, the right of return, refugee status, and access to clean water. Indonesian national football team coach Patrick Clifford said he enjoys the pressures and is ready to lead the team to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup in North America. Clifford said came after its former South Korean coach, Shin Tae-yong, built the team for 5 years, and Indonesia is currently in third place in the qualifiers with 6 points from 6 matches. As reported by Antara News Agency in an introduction session in Jakarta on Sunday, Clifford emphasized that there was no other choice but to win the 4 remaining matches. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that increasing the Multilateral Development Bank or MDB lending capacity is needed to accelerate the energy transition to developing countries. Antonio Guterres, at the opening of the 15th General Assembly of the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, Sunday local time, highlighted the lagging of developing countries, including Indonesia, in carrying out the energy transition. Guterres said that since 2016, developing countries have only received $1 in 5 U.S. dollars of global investment for clean energy. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on big role of funding sector in addressing climate challenges. I'm Dalot Pane. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke at the opening of the 15th International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, assembly in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, on Sunday. The assembly, joined by delegates from 170 member countries, was themed Accelerating the Renewable Energy Transition, the Way Forward. One of the key points in addressing the UN Secretary General was the financial issue faced by developing countries. According to Antonio Guterres, loan capacity improvement for the Multilateral Development Bank (MDB) was needed to accelerate energy transition for developing countries. The 15th IRENA Assembly focused on tripling renewable energy capacity by 2030, with increased ambition in nationally determined contributions NDC 3.0, supporting the transition and harnessing innovative financial flows in developing countries. Financial challenges are usually arise as the world tries to move forward, considering the uneven quality of the economies of countries in the world. That is why the Climate Change Conference COP29 meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan last November focused discussions on efforts to increase climate finance. At that time, COP29 agreed on climate finance target of $300 billion per year for developing countries by 2025. At the COP29 meeting, Indonesia succeeded in obtaining a green funding agreement of €1.2 billion. The funds came from the Kreditan slot for Wadirobo for the electricity sector. Indonesia itself was projected to need green financing of up to $281 billion. Despite financing sources might come from the private sector and cooperation between countries, the existing funding is still far from ideal. Another important issue in achieving the acceleration of the energy transition is the support of state regulations on climate change and the design of the energy transition from fossils to clean energy. However, the financing aspect is very urgent and requires international support, especially from large countries. The world wished that the first energy conference in 2025 could produce real results for efforts to maintain the Earth's temperature and improve the climate. Hopefully, the positive achievements at COP29 last November can be replicated so that the world does not lose hope in facing the climate challenges that are increasingly felt by everyone. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.